Okay, welcome. Just on a very mundane level, for some reason, the parva and milchika ice cream have the same packaging. And you have to be very careful to look. It says parva and milchiks. Even on the high quality hechsherim, they are not makbid. They don't insist that they make the packaging very different. And the packaging is mamish the same. And I don't get it, but that's... Yeah. Okay. So, Chodesh Halvavos, Bezos Hashem, we started from the beginning. We're learning the Hakdama. I think it's worthwhile. I hope it is for you. Chodesh Halvavos, really, so he starts off and he says, you know, we have to thank Hashem. And he talks about that, and that's really the purpose of life, is acknowledging and thanking and recognizing Hashem. And then he says that, you know, the greatest thing we have to thank Hashem for is Chachma. And this is really, this is a very basic to the Chodesh Halvavos' approach. Even in Shar HaYichud, which we probably won't learn, where he talks about recognizing Hashem's existence and being aware of it, he gives the primary slot is to Seichel. I wouldn't say he, of course, not everything in Judaism has to be rational to our particular minds, but he gives primacy to the koach of Chochma and Seichel, and therefore he says, for example, that the greatest gift of all that Hashem gave mankind is the power of rational thought and Seichel and Chochma and all its various forms of wisdom, knowledge, deduction, induction. Even intuition is a function of Seichel. And he says, why? He doesn't just throw out such a statement. He says, because that's how we recognize Hashem. That's how we know Hashem. The ultimate task of a person in this world, and this is like the great principle of the Chodesh Halvavos, and it's really, well, it's Ramban also, it's not that radical, it's just we're not used to it because as we'll see, Chodesh Halvavos wrote his Sefer because it got swallowed up amongst all the ritual and all the, there are 613 mitzvahs. So even though he will show that most of them and the primary ones are Chodesh Halvavos, but he wrote a sefer because the Chodesh Halvavos, which is was getting lost and forgotten, and that's why he wrote a sefer. This is the Shulchan Aruch on the Chodesh Halvavos. You want Chodesh HaEvarim, as he calls them. So you have, well, not in his days. Obviously, it came 500-600 years later. But just as a matter of speaking, you have the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Yoredeya, Choshen Mishpat, Evan Ezer. That's all Chodesh HaEvarim. This is the Shulchan Aruch of Chodesh Halvavos, whether it's Yedias Hashem or Avas Hashem, appreciating Hashem, gratitude towards Hashem. This is all Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. This is all in the mind. It's all duties of the mind. He says of the heart, but in Tanakh, the heart is almost a synonym for the mind. Why? Because I'm not sure I'm right, but I understand it, that it's really talking about internalized wisdom, not just intellectual wisdom, but wisdom that has become part of your very makeup. You've absorbed it into who you are. You've made it part of your essence, that you know. Just like knowing. someone's married. Just to give an example, so you know that you're married. So that really permeates everything you do throughout the day, virtually. Right? You don't have to necessarily consciously think about the fact that you're married, but that knowledge is part of your essence and part of your makeup and part of it just permeates everything you do. Every tenua you make, virtually every tenua you make is based on that knowledge that you have a house, and you have a household, you have a wife, you have a husband, you have children, you have a chayus. So that's really when we talk about, for example, the six mitzvahs. It's really the same idea that this permeates the being of the Jew, and that knowledge is something you're supposed to internalize. That's I'm just trying to explain the idea of internalizing knowledge, where it becomes part of your essence. It becomes part of who you are. Right? Maybe a couple, you know, they get married, then they have a baby, you know, and it doesn't hit them. Then it hit them. Then it's all of a sudden one day it hits, you know, my goodness, we're a family. And that starts to affect the decisions they make and different things. Anyway, so Lev is probably the reason, I'm not sure. My theory is that the reason Lev is used doesn't mean emotions. You see, Yosef Halevitz keeps talking about rational thought and knowledge and chachma and bina and yediyah, and he calls it the lev. But if you go through Mishlei and in Tanakh in general, lev is much, much more than the seat of emotions. It's almost the seat of seichel, and you sort of wonder where the rosh fits in, right? Because the physical brain is located in the rosh, and the heart is, we don't really understand, right? Well, physically it's a pump, but that's the lashon that is used in Tanakh, I believe, for internalized wisdom when you've made it part of who you are. Anyway, so he says the greatest gift, and we have to thank Hashem the most, is chachma, because that is the portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, the portal into knowing Hashem. And that's what life is all about, knowing Hashem, knowing that He exists, knowing what He wants from us, knowing what His purpose for us is. Okay, now he says, chachma, raw knowledge. He says, chachma has a category. Chavis Halavis, now you heard of the Book of Lists? So, have you heard of the Book of Lists? There's a Book of Lists. It has lists of everything in the world. Anyway, the Chavis Halavis, I think, is the original Book of Lists. He loves making lists. He's very, very masudar, very, very organized thought. And really, it's easy to review it, because he really makes lists. And you can make your list and review it in your mind or on paper even. So he says, Chachma has three categories of Chachma. One is the physical sciences. One is, I'm not sure what to call it, but he puts together math, astronomy, music. The Chachma of Shimush, he uses it. I think it's more like to use applied wisdom. The physical world, maybe in his day, wasn't so applied. It was just knowledge of biology, of knowledge of the animal world, knowledge of the physical world, whatever went for chemistry or physics in his days. So it was just knowledge. I don't know how much of it was applied. Shimush is really applied knowledge, and he calls that math, music, astronomy. Math, music, and astronomy. Then theology is the third. Theology is knowledge of Hashem. Now, the first two, he says, are the first two. They're all gateways. He calls them sha'arim. He likes the word sha'arim, if you've noticed that Chavis Halevitz, shar is full of sha'arim. Shar ha'yichud, shar ha'bitachon, he makes gates. These are the gates. You know, this is the path. A gate leads you to a path. So these are the path, this is the path, these are the gates that bring you to understand Hashem and the world. Now, why is it important to understand the world? there's really two reasons. He doesn't really talk about it that much. Here, from learning the Sefer, and you learn Shar HaBechina, so you would say that he has a very firm reason for understanding the world, is because through the world we also gain knowledge of Hashem. We gain knowledge of Hashem, and that's what the whole Shar HaBechina, which we're going to learn in Mitzvah Hashem, after the Hakdama, is to... Shar HaBechina has the first two, not the third. Theology is already starts with Shar Avodas Elokim and Shar HaBitachon and Shar, right, and the rest of the Sefer takes you into the gate of knowledge of Hashem, knowledge of Torah, knowledge of Hashem. The first one, it's just, you know, the raw knowledge that Hashem exists. Shar HaBechina, though, uses these chachmos, but to see, to perceive and to see Hashem. In the Hakdama, he doesn't necessarily talk about it in that way. You know, it's also needed for the world to exist. Someone has to cultivate the earth, someone has to build buildings, someone has to build bridges, someone has to tame nature, right? Tikkun Olam, you call it Yishuv HaOlam, and that's certainly part of Hashem's game plan, is that we should populate the world and live in it, and, you know, build buildings and build cars eventually, and even cell phones and everything that we've seen down from Shlomo's days to ours. Certainly a tremendous development of Chachma. But he says that's necessary for this world. There are things that are necessary for this world and things that are necessary for knowledge of Hashem more directly. He doesn't talk about it, about the other chachmas, as also windows into perceiving and understanding and appreciating Hashem. He talks about the world, just dealing with the world, being able to live in this world and live healthily, and being protected from the elements, and using things, making life more comfortable. But then, we'll start with the paragraph, Acha chochma sha'atzorech eleho yoser ala Torah, but what you need most of all to know Hashem, hi ha'chochma ha'elyona, of the three gates of wisdom. So the chochma ha'elyona is to know Hashem. Vi ha'chochma ha'elokis, the theology, to know Hashem, to know what makes him tick as much as we can, what he likes, what he doesn't like, how he functions. We want to emulate him. We want to know what he likes so that we could meet and fulfill his will, and we can be like him. That's a major, major task in life, is to emulate Hashem. So that's all comes from knowledge of Hashem. The bottom line, probably, if there is a bottom line, is Yedias Hashem. To know Hashem, to know about Hashem, and to know everything we can about him. And the mitzvahs, as Ramban says it explicitly, that's going to be obviously a major theme in the Chayav HaLevavos. All the mitzvahs are just taking you there, getting you to focus on Hashem and appreciating him and knowing what you should stay away from and what leads you to him. Also, the reason you have to study Torah, and it's not talking about men, obviously, it's not talking about Gemara, it's talking about anything that would come under the heading of Torah, which is now we have a working definition of Torah, according to the Chayav HaLevavos, is knowledge of Hashem. To understand and to know the Torah that we were given, which is how we... This is just like physics is the knowledge of the physical laws of the universe. So the Torah are the laws of the physical, of the spiritual mechanics of the universe. If we call physics the physical mechanics of the universe, whether it's the law of gravity or thermo, whatever that word is, yeah, or the law of motion, or... Right, all the laws, we know, all the physical laws that have been discovered and are continuing to be discovered, more and more laws. So there's the spiritual laws, and that they lead you to Hashem. now he says something that seems to be a non sequitur and not that important, but he makes a very big deal out of it, and I'll make a suggestion why I think he does. He makes a very big deal now out of learning Torah Lishma. And again, learning Torah now, we're not talking about what men have to do as opposed to women, we're talking about just studying whatever's out there, thinking. It doesn't have to be studying a text. We're going to see in a moment that the Chavis HaLovis makes another list. And that list breaks down Torah into three categories, and this is very revolutionary. If anybody would read his Hakdama, they would be in the book. He would say number one is your Seichel, number two is what it says in the Torah, and number three is what we have in Mesorah, in Torah Sheba'al Peh, what was handed down from door to door. Those are the three Maslulim through which we know Hashem. Seichel, Torah, and Mesorah. But we're not up to there yet. He makes such a big deal now that you should learn Torah, study the nature of Hashem, knowing Hashem, awareness of Hashem, is not to benefit thereby. Maybe you become the Rav of a shul. Wow. Right? Maybe you'll become famous and people will stand up for you when you enter a room and you'll have kavod, or it'll be socially acceptable. She said, that's terrible. It's like you're moel behektesh. You're using something sacred for your purposes. From Rabbi Seinu, a Gemara in Adorim, Tanya, La'avu es Hashem Elokecha Lishmo Balkola Uladovka Bo, Shelo Yomar Adam, a person should not say, Ekra, I will study Chumash Torah, Kadesh Yikruuni Chacham, so people will call me Chacham, Eshne Kadesh Yikruuni Rebbe, Eshne Kadesh Yazokain, Veshebi Yeshiva, and people will stand up for me. Elulamad Me Ahava, because you want to know Hashem. The sofa covered lavo. And don't worry, the covered will come. But as they always say, not if you're looking over your shoulder to make sure it's there. For Omru, another Gemara, Asay Dvarim L'Shem Pa'olam, do it Lishma, because Hashem wants you to. V'dabra b'hem Lishmam, thou tase matorah l'skadal b'hem, don't make it into a vehicle for self-aggrandizement. V'lo kardom lachtoch b'hem, these are all Shalom. For Omru Ashrayish Yorias Hashem b'mitzvosov chafetz mi'od. Omru Abelazar b'mitzvosov lo b'schar mitzvosov. Not even schar of olam haba. That's already like halavai we should be holding there. But that's really also, you're doing it for yourself, not for Hashem's sake. Kidetznan altiu kavodim amshamshin zorav almanas l'kabel pras. Elavu kavodim amshamshin zorav shal almanas l'kabel pras. The pras, of course, is there. We're promised the pras. Why, he sort of steers us off onto a side road and he gives a whole rant here for 10 lines about, it seems to be so ikerdig. I mean, he's developing the whole sefer. We didn't even, we're scratching the surface. There's Hashem, we appreciate him. The biggest appreciation is Chachma. Chachma split it up into three parts. The highest level is the part of knowledge of Hashem, not of the natural world, and then there's things like math and music and astronomy, and then there, which are applied chachma, and then there's knowledge of Hashem. And knowledge of Hashem, and then he says, okay, knowledge of Hashem is found in the Torah, and don't use it, don't study it, don't be knowledgeable about it for your own sake. So, it's true. It doesn't seem to be that important. You know, you could have put it 20 pages later. So I think because you need an uncluttered mind, because to an unbiased mind, you need a mind without an agenda. See, this is the problem. The reason the world is so cackeyed and crazy when the Chavis HaLodos is like, everything is so obvious and clear. Like, well, why shouldn't you? And that's why he's not afraid to say that the best and most primary way to reach knowledge of Hashem is through the Seichel. See, we're not sure nowadays. We're not sure if we can handle that. Maybe we have to hold on to Masorah, or we have to hold on to Torah. We have to say, well, we have an unbroken chain from Har Sinai. You know, we're not like Avraham Avinu that are going to go figure things out. And, you know, we're afraid. But Chavis HaLodos would say, you're afraid because you have an agenda. You're nogeya b'dover. Maybe you don't want. You want to reach a certain conclusion, so that you could live life a certain way, and you're afraid where your thinking will lead you. Because if you think too much about the nature of Hashem, for example, it leads to. If you delve too deeply into the nature of Hashem, then all of a sudden you reach a point where you realize that His will is paramount, and you have this sense of loss, which all the Sfarim say is great, and that's what you're supposed to do, but you don't want that. You don't want to lose your sense of self. So you fight it. That's what's going on in the Midbar, and that's what's going on with all the Rishoyim from Nimrod on down, where they don't want to lose, because really the choice is either Hashem or you, right? And we don't, it's very hard for us, so we prefer not to think about it. So we lose ourselves in ritual, and we say, you know, I'm not going to think about these things, and it just gives me a headache, and I don't want to think about it. And just tell me what I have to do, Rabbi, and why are we sitting here? Let's just learn Hilcha Shabbos and go home. Which is okay. I mean, Chavis HaLodos is to take us by the hand and say, no, that's like the top 10% of Judaism, but we want to get to the bottom 90%, not bottom, we want to get to the wellspring, to the foundations, to what it's really all about. And he has a long hakdoma. If you tell me if you want to stop, but the hakdoma like goes through his search for the truth, where he just couldn't. He said, everybody's missing it. Everybody's just missing the point. Which, unfortunately, that's why. He's not ashamed to say it. And he says, people are bigger than me and smarter than me and bigger Talmidei Chachamim than me. We're going to learn all of this. And who am I? But they're wrong. They missed it. They missed the point. So I think, you have to have an uncluttered mind. Because the reason so many people are just not getting it is because they have an agenda. And therefore, I think it is a primary principle to say, you should know, you have to be objective. You can't work with an agenda. You can't do it for the sake of your own, to further your own ego, to further your own agenda. You have to sort of, you can't think straightly and correctly if you have a goal. If I'm a rav in a shul, and I want to, I want to further my career. Doesn't have to be consciously evil, but I want to further my career. So of course, and everything we do. We want to be accepted by our neighbors. We want people to hold of us, and so that colors everything we do. And even if our minds lead us in a certain direction, but you say, I don't want to be different. I don't want people to look at me like I'm crazy, and I don't want people to. Right. So he says, I'm suggesting That's why at the outset he makes this huge, this big deal that it's usur to search for Hashem and attain knowledge of Hashem and grow in that area for ulterior motives. Because such a search has to be pure and lishma and clean. Otherwise, your mind could look what the greatest of minds have fabricated. Look out there in the world, look at any book list. You can find, you can rationalize anything in the world. It's not just nowadays, right? From the days of the Tztukim, right, in the time of the Mishnah. The Tztukim, and you had Dosan and Aviram, you had Korach, right? Korach managed to they just lived through something a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. And he managed to rationalize and to, because he had an agenda, because his agenda was his own kavod. He wanted power. He wanted to be in charge. Anyway, let's continue further.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
It's nice to say don't have an agenda, but I think it's like very difficult. It's subconscious.
Well, that's why you have to learn Musar, and that,
you know?
It's right in.
It's like the glasses you look through. It's very hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're not going to wave. He didn't give us a magic wand to wave it away. He's talking intellectually. He's just describing to us what is. If a person says, "Hey, I want to buy into this. How do I lose my negius?" So that's the whole thing, right? There's forum to learn. There's workshops. There's ways to things to think about. To be misbonane, there's ways to be kona that. He's not, now this is like an overview. He's just giving you, you know, he's really telling you the story of how he wrote the Sefer and what he came to accomplish. Vashorim shepsochem abori ladas toroso, the ways and the paths in which Hashem, the gates of knowing Torah, knowing Hashem, heim shlosha. Ha'echad mehem, number one, is haseichel, anitzol mikol pega, which I think it means that doesn't have a negius, seichel hayosher, which really we see reflected in the pasuk in Koheles, ho elokim osas adam yosher, v'hema bikshu chishbonos rabim, that it's really not that hard to have a seichel yosher. The problem is people, naturally they would, but then there's a lot of negativity and garbage that's part of our lives and that we buy into, and you have to try to lose that. But look how he puts seichel first. The hasheni sefer Torah, so hanasuna lemoshe neviyo, the Torah. Vashlishi is Torah shebaal peh. HaKabbalah, shekibalnu mikadmoneinu, shekiblu min hanaviyam aleyam ha-shalom. Ukverhitim levaram arava gadol Rav Sadia Gaon, that was his Rebbe, he refers to Rebbe Sadia Gaon many times. So Rav Sadia Gaon was the Chavit HaLovis' Rebbe. B'mei sheyesh bodai, he already explained these three, I'm not going to bother explaining and exploring and elaborating on these three avenues of reaching knowledge of Hashem. So let's also quickly move on. Just, we should be aware how he puts Seichel first. Achochmas HaTorah mischalekes l'shnei chalokim. Ha'echad mehem lodas chovas ha'evorim. V'achochma ha'nireis. Right? The what's open and out in the open are things we have to do or not do. V'asheni, so you have to know that. Knowing that is knowing Hashem's will concerning that. V'hasheni lodas chovos halavavos. V'hema matzpunim. These are things that are buried in the hearts and minds of people. V'hiya chochma hatzfuna. This is something that you won't know. If you see me learning Torah 24 hours a day, you don't know if I'm doing it for the right reason or not. Right? But he just described, right, is the old, is Cholos Halvados. You don't know by looking at me why I'm learning. So it's a cell phone, it's hidden, and sometimes it's hidden to a person too. And you have to go maybe to a class or maybe to a therapist. Really, the myla of what has developed over the last few decades, the chachma of the mind, really wakes a person up, and it says, you know, you're really motivated by this. You're acting a certain way, and you don't understand why you're acting that way. Let me show you. Let's explore this, and a person's able to see, and that's only good. They used to have it through Torah, like everything else. They used to be able to learn Musar and be objective and be introspective and think about what motivates them to do different things and be mesaken if something's not good. And now we have to use more direct tools, like we have to have parenting tools, bias tools, and all these things we have to... We don't pick them up anymore. We have to